Thanks,
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah. I just had a message that's supposedly from eBay saying they're going to deduct money from my account. Well, I haven't ordered anything on eBay.
Okay, but your phone number 4781-13728. This number is already registered at our server. And our server indicating that yesterday morning for 7:32 a.m. you purchased this order for 2 Apple iTunes gift card and your Apple iTunes gift card.
No, I did not.
$200.99 and another
$300. So I did not order those.
I think that your family member is order.
No, nobody else is home, just me. Nobody has ordered anything off this phone at all.
So I think
so I don't know where that information came from.
So I think that someone else has misused your order and created that fake eBay account. It's under that registered that. So that's the reason. So I will try to you. You want to cancel this account right now. So I will give to your cancellation code, okay?
Okay.
So what do you want to cancel? So you want to cancel, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, ma'am, first of all, ma'am, I will give to your cancellation code identity number. Just some follow-by step, okay? So you just put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone. You just put on your loudspeaker.
I don't know how to do that.
Don't worry. I will guide you totally. I will totally guide you. And you just confirm that which mobile phone you have. Are you using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
Android.
Using Android mobile phone. So after that, put on your loudspeaker, ma'am. You open it, Play Store right now. You open it, that Play Store.
Open it what, sorry?
Play Store. You open it, Play Store.
Oh, Play Store.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You open it, that.
Yes.
And after that, open Play Store, very top of the page. Very top of the page, can you see that any long search bar for search for apps or games? Can you see that?
No, hang on, still opening.
Okay, take your time.
Search for app?
Yes, can you see that?
Search for app, yes.
Yes, yes, just click that. And after that click, you just type over there, E-B-A-Y, eBay. E for Eagle,
yes.
B for Ball, A for Australia, and Y for Yankee, eBay. eBay and after that, given space, okay? Given space.
Yes,
that's correct. And after the given space, you type over there, A for Alpha, letter A.
Yes.
And after that, N as a Nancy, letter N.
N.
And after that,
the
N, one. Yes, that's correct. And after that, N, Y. Y as a Yankee, letter Y.
Yes.
And after that, Y, D. D as a delta, letter D.
Yeah.
And after that, D, E. E as a eagle, letter E.
As in any desktop?
That's
any
right.
Desk.
That's correct. And what is any desk? Any desk, our partner software application. This application through, I will provide all customer cancellation code identification number. And this application is create our eBay for IT technician department, okay? So you can see that any desk remote desktop? What can you see exactly?
Nothing, it's just disappeared.
Okay. Do not worry, I will guide you. What can you see just exactly? Can you just confirm that?
Any desk, eBay any desk.
Yes,
it's
okay. Can you see that red color box for any desk remote control?
Remote desktop?
Yes, can you see that any desk remote desktop? Red color icon? Just click that. Just click that.
Yeah.
And after that click, can you see that install option? Green color for panel, yeah. For install.
Yes.
Just click that install. Just click that install. And after that click installation, you properly open this application, and this application through I will provide that our cancellation code identity number, okay? And after that cancellation, ma'am, you refund back your money for $200.99, around the 300, okay? Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. So your installation is properly completed, so just do you let me know. And some security question is going on, so I will tell to you what you need to do, okay?
Now, this is the thing, I have to add my credit or debit card.
No. That is a free charges, okay? Because this is our eBay partner application. And this time you cancel your purchase order. So this is a free, okay? Not for any debit and credit card as attachment, okay? So your installation is done?
It's still staying.
Okay, do not worry. I think your net is some slow. Okay, do not worry. Take it time and take it easy, okay? I am there. And ma'am, you just confirm that sometimes you're using any online shopping, sometimes?
Very rarely.
Very rarely, okay. That's the reason I think, sir, ma'am, someone else, your phone number is misused that. Because you're using online shopping, so your online shopping through someone else is misused your mobile number, and also that created fake account is activated that. So do not worry about that. And after that installation is properly completed, so you can you see that open option, okay, comes up open, okay.
So how do I stop this happening again?
Ma'am, I will provide that cancellation code identity number, and after that, I will properly cancel your account. So after that, cancel your account, so you just back to your refund back your money, okay. Because all you know that eBay is not a XYZ company. eBay is a multinational company for all over the world.
Yes.
And that's why all things is a rules and regulation process, okay? That's the reason. Okay?
Okay, this has come up as Knox license activation.
Yes, just click that. And after that click, what can you see? Just confirm that.
It says plugin available.
Yes, just click that, plugin available. And after that, what can you see? Mm-hmm.
Tutorial.
Yes, just click that. And after that, what can you see?
Connection status.
Yes. And after that?
There's a number and it says your address.
That's right. And can you see that, ma'am? Your address. And what is your address? Your address is your cancellation code number, okay? So just confirm that, ma'am. What is your address number?
026.
626. Okay, just repeat it, ma'am, once again. What is your code number?
917-058-626.
That's correct, ma'am. So, ma'am, you can be shortly message for your device screen right now, okay, some pop-up message. Just hold the line, ma'am, 2 seconds, okay, and I will connect it our server, okay? So it was a cool.
Okay.
So, ma'am, can you see that your address below, can you see that set password option? Can you see that? Set password. Can you see that?
Oh, yes.
Just click that set password.
Yes.
And after that, click set password, ma'am. What can you see?
There's security, interactive access, permissions, and the whole screen of other stuff.
Okay. Just a little bit call the page. Just a little bit call the page. And can you see that, ma'am, option for permission profiles? Can you see that?
Permission profile.
Yes, that's correct, ma'am. Just click that.
Yes.
And after that click, ma'am, can you see that unattended access option?
Yes.
Just click that. And after that click, ma'am, what can you see?
Profile enabled, enabled, and then permissions.
And after that, can you see that enable unattended access? Can you see that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Can you see that enable unattended access?
Oh, yes.
Just click that checkbox. Just click that checkbox. Right click.
Okay.
And after that click checkbox, can you see that set password, right?
Correct.
Yes. So this password is provided for eBay company. So I will provide your password. What is your password? And you do not share this password anyone, okay? You do not share password, this password anyone, okay? So just I will provide our password. E for eagle, all over is lowercase, okay? All over is a small case. The E, letter E is an eagle. And after that B, E as a ball.
Yeah.
And after that A as Australia. And after that, Y as a Yankee, okay? And this is eBay, E and all is a small letter. And after that eBay, you just type 1, 2, 3, 4, and after that 5, okay? So just type over there your password once again. Confirm that. What is your password?
eBay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, that's correct. And after that, you click on your password. Can you see that OK option, cancel and OK?
Yes.
Yes. Just click that OK. Just click that OK.
Yep.
And after that click, ma'am, just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? I will connect it our cancellation server, okay? Because I will provide that or your refund back your money. So that's why I will provide for that our security, first of all. Okay? So just
Thank
hold
you.
The line, ma'am, for a second.
All right.
Okay, yeah. And can you see that, ma'am, for any short message? Can you see that? Any short message comes up?
No.
What can you see exactly? Yes, just click on extract.
Yes, madam.
Start recording or casting?
Sorry?
Please start recording or casting with any text?
Yes, and can you see that allow and accept option?
What option, sorry?
Can you see that allow or any accept? What option can you see that?
Normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper, like all the icons. Start now.
What can you? Can you see that start now?
No, it's not doing anything.
So what can you see exactly?
Well, I haven't gone off that same screen. It's just come up with the same.
Can you see that a start broadcast, allow, or accept? Any positive answer? Can you see that?
No, nothing's come up.
What can you see exactly? What message comes up?
Nothing. It's still on that permission profile. It hasn't done anything.
I just clicked that. Okay. Just hold the line. I will provide our server once again. Okay. Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay, ma'am? Do not worry about that. And can you see that any message comes up?
Security warning?
Yes. And what is security warning? Can you see that any allow or any check option or start now? Can you see that?
It just says start recording or casting with any disk.
Start requesting, start recording, and access any desk, just click that, start requesting. Yes, you just properly connected our server this time, okay? You just back to your normal home screen right now, properly, you're back to your normal home screen.
No, it just says it's still on that permission profile screen.
Okay, yes, you just normally back your home screen, you're just normally back your home screen right now. Okay.
Go back to my home screen.
That's correct, ma'am. That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And ma'am, you just can you see that, ma'am, for option for that. You are properly connected our secure server this time. So, ma'am, this call is transferred our cancellation department, okay, for headquarters site. So just hold the line for a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Well, thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan. How are you doing today?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Well, I made the call because I got a call to say that someone had taken $200 out of my account for something that I have not ordered.
Like, it was for the Google Play gift card, ma'am, for $299, okay? And this is just a free service checkup call regarding that. So as you like to cancel the order, we are simply going to help you to cancel that, so you're not going to face any problem, okay? So will you please let me know, ma'am, do you have any eBay application on your mobile? Do you use eBay?
No. I've only ever used it on my computer. I've never used it on my phone. And I don't use it very often at all.
Okay, that's not a problem, ma'am. First of all, you can do one thing, ma'am. You need to open your setting on your mobile, okay? Open your setting on your mobile. When you're in the setting, please let me know.
I don't even know where settings are. It's like an application, ma'am.
It's like an application, ma'am.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't use it for anything other than talk and text.
Okay. Go back to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am, and have a look. You can see a different application like camera, gallery, contact, messages, Play Store. You will get to see setting on your mobile. You will get to see setting. Just try to find out. Check all the icon, ma'am. If you can see Galaxy, Play Store, you will get to see something which says setting. Click on setting. Okay, if you don't know how to open setting, right?
No, I don't. Okay,
not a problem, ma'am. Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? Like, as you can see that there was one transaction was made for $299 and the money was going to be deducted. So first of all, will you please let me know one thing? Do you check your online banking that any money was deducted from your account or not?
I don't do online banking.
You don't do online banking, right? That's the reason you're unable to see that any transaction was made or not, okay? So will you please let me know, ma'am, like if you want to check your available balance, how you call your bank or you got a paper statement?
I got a paper statement.
Not a problem, ma'am. What I will do, I will simply go ahead.
I'm older. I can't do these things.
I understand, ma'am. That's the reason I'm just going to help you to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, okay? Do you know how to open Google? Do you know how to open Google, ma'am?
Yeah.
Click on open Google. Open Google.
Yeah.
Now on you're in the Google, right? Now on the Google you can see a long search panel where you can type and search anything, right? I want you to go ahead and simply type your bank name there, okay? Don't tell me anything over the phone. Simply go ahead and type your bank name.
Slow down, I didn't hear what you said after typing something, but I don't know what.
On the search panel, you need to simply type there your bank name, okay? Just type your bank name on the search panel.
What?
And give a click on search.
Okay.
When you tap on search, please let me know.
Oh, doesn't have search.
Okay, on your keyboard, on the very bottom right-hand corner, you can see a small magnifying glass. Do you see that? Click on that. Now, when you give a click on that, you will get to see the first option which says www.yourbankingname.com.au, right? Click on that. The first option you will get to see that, www.yourbankname.com.au. Okay?
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on that, what you can see, please let me know. Do you see something which says locate us, contact us, register, register? Give a click on that, register.
Yes.
So, you are just going to register yourself one time. So, you can go ahead and check that any transaction was made in the name of EB or not. So do you see register? Tap on register.
Are you in my thing as well? Are you going to be able to access my finances?
No, ma'am. If I can access your finances, why I'm going to ask you what you can see and why I'm going to tell you?
I'm worried about getting scammed.
I understand, ma'am, but you are connected to the secure server and we are not authorized to ask you any of your single personal details over the phone, so no need to worry about that. You no need to give me any details and also you are connected to the secure server. So apart from you, no one can see anything, okay? So if you can see register, tap on register.
Yes.
Now what you can see, just tell me.
So it just says register for online banking and register.
Okay. Okay. Do you see register? Click on that. If you can see register, click on register.
Yeah.
Now after when you click on register, maybe it's going to ask you some of your details. You need to fill up it from your side without telling me anything over the phone, okay?
The thing is, I don't know which card they've used either.
You need to put the debit card, not the credit card, okay? Do not put the credit card number, just put the debit card number. When you've done that, please let me know, ma'am.
I didn't even use my debit card yesterday. Anyway. Yes, done that.
Now after that, whatever is the detail asking, just put it from your side and remember, ma'am, while doing this, do not tell me anything over the phone. If you need any help, please just let me know only, okay? You're talking to me?
I'm just reading. It says details entered don't match those on our system.
Okay, maybe you're putting the wrong card number. You're telling me that you have a different card number. Can you try that card also? Try to put that card number and check that. If you need any help, please let me know. Are you there, Mrs. Helen?
Yes, I'm just putting it in again, trying to work out what's going on.
And this time you need to put a new card number, ma'am, not a different card, okay? No, not that old card. Not the same card, okay? You are telling me that you have two cards?
Yes.
Okay. So check it. If it not happen, we will go to we'll go in a further way, okay?
That's still saying the same thing. Details entered don't match those on that system.
And you checked that the card number was correct? You checked that?
Yes, I did.
Try to check it one more time, ma'am, and just give up even continue one more time. The last time. Check the card number on you, okay?
Yeah, I've done that twice on both different cards, so it's still saying the same
okay.
thing.
And you're putting the right card number, right?
Yes.
Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Simply go back to your home screen. If you do you have a customer ID or anything like that, ma'am? Do you have a customer ID?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay, do one thing. Okay, go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Press the home button and go back to your home. Now, well, the thing is that, ma'am, as you can understand, you don't have the correct details with you right now. That's the reason your bank is not identifying you. So will you please let me do one thing, ma'am, as you tell me that you got a paper statement in every month. So can you do one thing, ma'am, can you go ahead and check that in the last month, what is the available balance you can see? Because first of all, we will be cancelling the transaction and we are going to refund the money back to your account. So it is going to be increased by $299. So do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you have on your account?
Well, this is from November, so no.
Any rough idea it's more than 1,000 or it's more than 1,500?
Yes, it is more than that.
And like can you give me a rough idea? It's 2,000, 4,000, 5,000. How much is that?
About 10,000.
Not a problem, ma'am. Let me check that from our side so we can simply go ahead and cancel this transaction for you, okay? Just give me a word, ma'am. Just be on hold, Mrs. Helen, okay? I'm going to talk with my accounts department so we can cancel each and everything, okay?
Thank you.
Because we don't know those fraudster is from where this fraudster is trying to take your money or anything like that.
No, me neither.
Not a problem, ma'am. Because sometimes what happens, ma'am, whenever you go online, use your internet, they will get into your details, like your each and every details. And from that details, what they do, they will make a fake purchase in your name. So what you need to do, ma'am, you need to be careful in future so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Yeah.
So, Mrs. Helen, do you know how to scan your card? Do you know how to scan the card?
Scan it.
Not
on the computer.
Yes. No. With the help of mobile. Do you know that?
No.
What you need to do, ma'am, you need to place the card in the plain surface. Then you need to open your camera and then you need to take a clear photo from your side without doing anything, okay? Is it possible for you to do that right now? See, what is going to happen? Yes, your debit card, your banking debit card, okay? Try to take a clear photo of that. Scan the card. Basically, you need to take a clear photo, that means scan the card.
Why do I need to do this?
So we can go ahead and find out from where this fraud is coming. And is your card is safe and secure or not, okay? You just need to scan the card from your side. Just scan the card from your side and just let me know when you've done that, okay?
That's why I just saw a scan.
No. See, ma'am, you're talking to me more than 20 minutes or 25 minutes. If you are a scam or anything like that, we are simply going to ask you all of your details, right? But we may never ask any details to our customer, right?
Yeah, but you've got my debit card number.
No. No one is on your computer or on your mobile or anything else. Whatever is the details you're doing it from your side, okay?
Yeah, but you've just asked me to take a photo of my debit card.
You can see only from your side. No one can see apart from you. And you need to take both side photo, okay? Not different, only the one side, okay? Take both side, the back side of the card also. And after that, what I will do, I will simply go ahead and connect this call to our accounts department.
Yeah.
When you're taking a clear photo of the back, you're taking a clear photo just to check that photo is clear or not.
Yes.
You check that all the photo is clear, right? The back side and the front side also?
Yes.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Let me go ahead and talk with my accounts department. Okay. Now, when you've done that, ma'am, I want you to be handy with a piece of paper first, so I can go ahead and provide you the transaction ID which was made from your account, okay?
Okay.
Just be handy with a piece of paper first.
Yes.
Now, when you're handy with a piece of paper, ma'am, first of all, I want you to write down my name. My name was Alan. A for Apple. A.
Yes.
L as in Lima, L.
Yes.
L as in Lima, L.
Yes.
E as in Edward, E.
Yes.
N as in Nancy, N.
Yes.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Give a space.
Yes.
Then D as in Delta, D.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, C.
C for cat, Charlie.
C for cat. Then O for Oscar.
Yes.
O as in
yes.
Oscar, O. Then U-S-T-A. U-S-T-A.
C for Tom.
Yes.
Alan
DeCusta. Yes, and write on my job ID. Write on my job ID.
Uh-huh.
E for Edward E.
Yeah.
B for Bob B.
Yeah.
A for Apple A.
Yeah.
Y for Yankee Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
70. Yeah.
221.
221.
Yep. Yes. Now we find out something, ma'am, which I want to show you. Can you go ahead and open the Google first? So I can go ahead and show you from where this fraudster is coming right now. Because we find out there was some person from Mountain View, California, is trying to log into your eBay account and they are just trying to make a fake purchase. So will you please let me know, ma'am, do you know anyone who is living in Mountain View, California? Like your friend,
no,
your family, your relative?
No.
Okay.
No,
so you're in the Google right now?
I'm search, yes.
Now, I want you to type on the search, M as in mother, M.
Yep.
Y as in Yankee, Y.
Yes.
Give a space.
Yep.
Then number one,
yep.
P for Peter. Do you see any suggestion came up on the screen? My 1P at this location, California. Do you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Click on that. Now, when you give a click on that, ma'am, you will get to see your IP address details. Do you know what is IP, ma'am? Do you know that?
Not really, no.
Let me tell you. IP stands for Internet Protocol Address. Like, yes, you have your house number, your address. That's how Internet has some IP numbers, right? So what they are doing, ma'am, those fraudsters is using your IP address. Let me confirm you the IP address, which we can see it was misused. The IP address was 66.249.66.39. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
And just beside that, you will get to see something which says, hide my IP with VPN. So you can understand what they are doing, ma'am. They're using your internet, they're using your details, and they're hiding themselves with the help of VPN. And just underneath that, do you see IP location? Do you see that?
Yes.
What is the IP location you can see there, ma'am?
It says Mountain View, California, US.
That's the reason, ma'am, we got suspicious, and we've given you this free service checkup call to confirm with you whether you made a transaction or someone is trying to use your eBay account. But you are telling me, Mrs. Helen, that you don't know anyone who is living in Mountain View, California. That's the reason we got suspicious, and we need to go ahead and block all those persons, right?
Yes, please.
Now, just need that, I want you to show you what is the exact your location and what is the different location right now. Do you see what is my IP address, IP location? Do you see that? What is my IP address, question mark, IP? Click on that.
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. Now when you click on that, please let me...
It says your IP address is 2403.
Okay, no need to tell me anything. Scroll down, you'll get to see IP address details. Scroll down. If you can see that.
Yes.
This. Now, when you give a click on IP address details, your real IP location, you will get to see that, okay? That's Sydney, New South Wales, right? You can see that?
Yeah, but I'm not in Sydney, New South Wales either.
You can understand what happened, ma'am. Different times, they are just trying to change your IP address. So you are unable to identify those fraudsters that anything is happening wrong. So no need to worry about that, ma'am. What we will do, you can see something which says user agent. You see that? User agent.
Yes.
And you can see that this type of browser, those person is using, okay? And also they are using a JavaScript which is enabled right now. That totally means your data is hacked right now by those fraudsters, okay? So no need to worry about that right now, ma'am. As you are connected to the eBay security department, we will block all those person and we will secure your data, so you are not going to lose any money, okay?
Thank you very much.
No need to worry about anything. Now go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen.
Yes.
Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yes, that's done.
Now, wait for a second. Just give me 1 minute, ma'am, so we can go ahead and enable the security for you, okay? Just wait for a second. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and let me tell you, ma'am, we are just enabling the security, so it will hardly take like 5 to 10 minutes, okay? So you don't need to worry about anything. If you want to have a glass of water, so you can go ahead and have a glass of water. And after that, I can provide. I am going to provide you the cancellation transaction ID. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to have a glass of water? Because I will take just 1 minute, so we can go ahead and get a report from our.
That's fine.
Not a problem. I'm just putting in hold. And I will also want to tell you one thing, ma'am. In in future, you no need to share even your email ID to anyone, ma'am, because you don't know who is the fraudster trying to use details, right? What happened, ma'am? Maybe they in front of you, maybe they are like 100 miles from you, okay? So first of all, ma'am, what I will do, I will show you one more thing, then I can go ahead. I will go ahead and get the report, okay? Can you open the Gmail, ma'am? So what I will do, I will show you the spam emails from where these fraudsters basically are coming. So first of all, will you please let me know, ma'am, like, do you check that, do you receive any spam emails or any junk emails on your email? Do you check that?
I get them all the time.
And you always delete that, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good thing, ma'am. Whenever you are getting any spam emails or junk emails, you need to simply go ahead and delete that. And you need to do the same thing for the online shopping. What happened? When you do online shopping, you you put at the time of checkout, you put a card number, right, ma'am? So after making the purchase, what you need to do, you need to simply go ahead and delete that card number from Amazon or eBay, anywhere. So if your details is going to be hacked, your banking details is not going to be misused by those fraudsters, okay?
I very rarely do any online shopping.
Sometimes you do, but as you are an old lady, ma'am, and you are not technically person, what happened? Those forces track only the old person. What happened? You don't do online banking, right? So you are unable to check any transaction, so they can get into your details. Right, ma'am?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so just give me 1 minute, ma'am. I just going to talk with my accounts department and my security department, okay? Just give me 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Are you there, Mrs. Helen?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. First of all, ma'am, for the verification of this, building your internet security and blocking all those person, can you go ahead and open the message box? You are going to get some code or anything, a number, which you need to write down on the piece of paper first, okay? So just open the messages on your mobile, and behind it is a piece of paper. So when you go to any verification code or any security code, you need to write down on the piece of paper, okay?
Yes.
So just open the message box on your mobile where you can see messages or anything like that.
Say what, sorry?
You're in the messages where you receive the message?
Yes.
Yes. Now be on that page, ma'am. As we, our security department is enabling the security, you are going to get a verification message, okay? So when you get to see a code, what you need to do, you need to simply go ahead and write down the security code on the piece of paper, and then you need to go ahead and get the messages, okay? So whenever you go getting any security code, ma'am, just write down on the piece of paper, then you need to delete that, okay, for the security reason. So this fraudster is not going to get the details. So wait for a second. If you get any security code, please write down on the piece of paper because it's for your security, okay?
Okay.
Wait for a second. This, our security department is enabling the security. Just be on the message box. The work is done from our side, ma'am. When the 100%, the first layer of the security is done, ma'am, you are going to get a security code which you need to write down on the piece of paper, okay?
Yeah, ready to do
that. Wait for a second. Just give me 2 minutes, ma'am, okay? When the first layer of security is enabled, you got that.
Okay.
And you handed the piece of paper, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, write down the cancellation transaction ID, ma'am, which I received from the accounts department, and then you're going to get a code on your mobile, okay? So write down the cancellation transaction code. It will be E as in Edward E.
It's going to be what, sorry?
E for Edward E. Write down on the piece of paper, E for Edward E.
Yes.
B as in boy.
E by?
No. To type the EB, then it will be Z as in zebra.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yes.
Number 7.
Yes.
H as in Harry.
Yes.
L as in Lima.
Yes.
N as in Nancy.
Yes.
37.
Three seven. Yes.
The number 2.
Yes.
Number 8.
Yes.
Now can you confirm me the cancellation transaction ID?
EBZ 147 HLN 3728.
This is your cancellation transaction ID. Now let me tell you one more thing, ma'am. For the security reason, we block your eBay account for next 48 hours, okay?
You can block it forever, I don't mind.
You don't want the eBay account?
Pardon?
You don't want the eBay account, right?
No.
If you want to block your eBay account forever, so we can do that also, okay, Mr. Selen? That's not a problem. But the thing is that what you need to do when you want to do online shopping again, you need to call eBay on that time. So you want to block your account for next 48 hours or you want to block it forever?
Block it forever.
Not a problem, ma'am. We will simply go ahead and block your eBay account, okay?
Thank you very much.
Not a problem, ma'am. That's our duty. Just wait. I will provide you the eBay, we are going to provide you that code also, which when the system is going to generate that, I will let you know that, okay? Wait for a second.
Yes, okay.
Okay, are you there, ma'am?
I am here.
Yes, sorry for that, ma'am. It's taking time. What we will do, ma'am, we are doing the one time only. Like, it will take maximum 10 minutes. So what is going to be happening? You are not going to face this problem in future again, okay? So I just want you a little bit more time, then you can relax yourself, okay? And I got the eBay blocking code, ma'am. Write down that code.
Yes.
Write down that code. It is E as in Edward E.
Yes.
B as in boy.
Yes.
A as in apple.
Yes.
Y as in Yankee.
Yes.
Followed by your phone number, like the first four digits of your phone number, 4781.
Okay. Yep.
Then your last four digit of your name, that Helen, the last four number, which is ELEN, okay? ELEN. Now confirm me the block code. Confirm me that.
EBAY 4781 ELEN.
Yeah. So right now, we blocked your account for next 48 hours. We will block it when the security was finished. your account is going to be blocked permanently, okay? So no need to worry about this. Give me like 10 minutes maximum, okay? So we can go ahead and cancel each and everything. Just wait. Live?
Yeah.
I understand why you are getting frustrated, but like the thing is that we just, the security is running, so the, is it a computer man is taking time, okay? Like it's right now, as we can see in our server, it's 65%. When the 100% will be finished, I will provide you another code, okay?
So
I just want you
time.
To relax. What happened?
No, I said I'm still going to hang on the phone.
I will just take your 10 minutes only, okay? Not more than that. So you don't receive any code, right? Are you there? Okay. And if you don't mind, ma'am, can I ask you, like, you live alone or you live with your family, ma'am? With your husband?
Yeah, he's at work.
He's at work. And you're a housewife, right, ma'am?
Thank you, pardon?
Yeah, like you live alone at your home right now, right?
I'm home alone at the moment, apart from my dog, yeah.
You have a dog?
Two.
Two dogs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Not a problem.
It's
yes, it's 86% well done, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Just 14% left, and after that the second layer of security will be done, okay? Ninety-one percent is done, ma'am. Just 9% left. Okay, I will give you update every time. Okay, ma'am.
All right.
In 91% is done, ma'am. The 9% is left. When it's done, I will give you update again, okay? No need to worry anything. Ninety-4% is done, ma'am. Ninety-8 percent is done, ma'am. There's 2% left.
Okay, good.
Ninety-9% is done, ma'am. Just 1% left, okay?
Okay.
Are you there, ma'am?
I am indeed.
We got, yes, so for that, write down the second layer of the second layer security code, ma'am. Write down the second layer security code, which was M as in mother M.
Yep.
V as in Victoria V.
Yes.
K as in kilo K.
What was that one, sorry?
K as in Kevin. Yes, K as in Kevin. K. Then L as in Lima L.
Yes.
05.
Yes.
19.
Yes.
A as in apple A.
Yes.
69.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, A as in apple.
Yes.
Now confirm me that second layer security code.
MVKL0519AS69CA.
Yes, you're right. It's the second layer of security, and only this two layer of security is left. So wait for a second. Like seven minutes. We will take 7 minutes last, okay? 7 minutes work is the only left, okay, ma'am? Like, you don't have any problem, right, man? Just I just want you a little bit of time so you're not going to face this problem in future, okay?
Yeah.
I just want to working for your safety and security. Just wait. Now, shortly, ma'am, you're going to get a code on your mobile, a security code, which you need to write down on the piece of paper, and after that, you need to delete that code, okay?
Yes.
Just try to check your messages. Do you receive any security code?
Not yet.
Now, you just need to be handy with a piece of paper, ma'am, okay? Because when you're going to get that, you need to write down on the piece of paper. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. Now, for the security reason, ma'am, maybe the server is going to work on your mobile. If you'll get to see any changes, please let me know, ma'am, okay? Don't touch your mobile. First of all, I want you to, on your mobile, can you go ahead and open the AnyDesk application where you can see the 9-digit cancellation ID? Open that 90, open that any desk.
Open what, sorry?
Any desk, ma'am, any desk. Where you can see the 9-digit number on your mobile. The red color application, the red and the white diamond color application. Any desk, open that.
No,
which one you downloaded on your mobile?
On
your mobile, ma'am, which one you downloaded, okay? The red and the white diamond color application, ma'am. Which says AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes.
Open. You got the number? 917-058-626. You see that?
I can't find it, ma'am.
Okay, you open the Play Store, ma'am. Do you know how to open Play Store? Open the Play Store.
Oh, hang on, there it is.
You got the and you can see the number?
I had it for a second, now it's gone again.
Yeah. Not a problem, ma'am.
Well, is it, yeah, 917-058-626.
Yes, if you can see Start Now. I want you to give a click on Start Now, if you can see that, okay? Wait for a second.
Okay.
And you can see the number 917-058-626, right?
Yes.
Just 1 minute. And you don't see anything, any changes, it says Start Now, right?
No. Nothing.
Okay, wait, wait. Okay, let me check that. 917-058-626. This is the right number, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Let me check that. Now you will get to see that, okay, ma'am? If you can see, please let me know, okay?
It's just lit up the any desk. It hasn't changed anything else.
Okay, can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you close the application and reopen that? Do you know? Close the application and reopen that, ma'am. Close it fully. Close the application totally and again reopen that, okay? Close the application and reopen that.
Yeah, it's just reopening, yeah.
Okay, and when you see the number, please let me know. You can see the number, ma'am?
No, it's not doing anything. It's just got that first orange.
Now, this is Start Now? This is Start Now?
No.
Okay, and you are in the any desk, right?
Well,
go back to that application, ma'am, where you can see the number, okay? 917-058-626. Open the red and the white diamond colored application where you can
yes.
see the numbers.
Yes.
You can see number, right?
Yes.
Now you'll get to see Start Now. If you can see Start Now, click on Start Now. Click on
yes.
Start Now. Now
yes.
go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yes.
Now go back to your home screen. Now wait, ma'am. Now what we are going to do, we are going to do the final thing, ma'am. So we can go ahead and cancel the transaction which is not made by you for the gift card, okay? So wait for a second. I want you to don't touch your mobile.
Okay.
Oh, your dog is barking, ma'am.
Yeah.
Is it a German Shepherd, ma'am?
Oh, no, it's just a smaller dog.
That's a smaller dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, can you do one thing, ma'am? Or can you try to open the Google one time?
You will see an option called.
Yeah.
Now, on the Google, I want you to simply go ahead and type there www.
Yes.
E as in Edward E.
Yes.
B as in boy, B.
Yes.
You just need to type your ebay.com.au.
Yes.
Just type here and give a click on search.
On your computer right now, those fraudulent persons.
Search for that.
Yes.
Now when you search for that, you will get to see the first option, right? Now, have a look, ma'am, on the very top right-hand corner. You can see three bar. Give a click on that three bar on the very top right-hand corner.
Yes.
Then you will get to see something which says sign in. Give a click on sign in, if you can see that.
No, madam. Yes. I am right now a blind person helping you out. I am a technician.
Now, when you give a click on sign in, is it asking for your email ID or a username? Put your email ID there, ma'am.
Yes. Do you see any option? Don't install, click on don't install.
Put your email ID.
Yes. Now just hold for a moment.
Yes.
Now while the time, what you need to do.
Now when you put your email ID, give a click on continue.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
Just say continue or continue with Facebook, Google, Apple.
Just above that, do you see something which says, oops, that's not a match?
Oh, yes.
So you can understand, ma'am, what we done. We blocked your eBay account for next 48 hours. That's the reason eBay not recognized you that you have a eBay account. That's the thing I want to show you that, okay? So you don't need to worry about that. You can see that our security is running on your devices, okay? So, like step by step, we are going to cancel each and everything, so you're not going to face any problem. Just be on that eBay page, ma'am. Don't go anywhere. Just be on that eBay page. I just want to have a glass of water. Can I, ma'am?
Of course.
Sorry, just wait one second. Now, I do believe that, ma'am, you are going to receive the verification message, Mrs. Helen. Can you go ahead and check that? Do you receive any messages, any text message? Your normal text message, ma'am. Not yet. You haven't received any message. Just wait, ma'am, okay? It's just loading. It will take 5 seconds, right, like 50 seconds like that or 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. Shortly you're going to get a code. Sorry, ma'am, this is just taking time. Just give me your last minute, okay? 5 minutes, just last 5 minutes. Ma'am, 85% is done, okay? Just 15% left, okay? 15% was left. I extremely sorry for that. Like, I'm taking your long time. Your, like, long time. Just give me, like, some time, okay? 15% is left only, okay? 85% is done, okay? I understand, ma'am, but you need to understand they are from the foreign IP address. They are from Mountain View, California. And we need to block their route. We need to stop their IP address to get connected to you, okay? If it's like if the thing is going to be happened correctly, what I will do, I will simply connect to my manager and they will let you know, okay, what you need to do. So just give me 1 minute. And will you please let me know one more thing, Mrs. Helen? Apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank? Mrs. Helen, are you there?
Yeah, what was that for?
I'm just asking you one thing, that apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No.
You don't do any other bank, right? Not a problem. Just let me check that. Okay. You back, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
I don't know why the server is taking time, ma'am. It just stuck on 90%, okay? That's the reason I'm also waiting, okay? Sorry for that.
Yeah.
Extremely sorry, ma'am, okay? I understand, ma'am. I know you have certain works you need to do. Just give me some time only, okay?
Yeah.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Open your text messages, ma'am. Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Just open the text messages.
Yeah.
And I will give you a code. I'll give you a code on the piece of paper. The code will be, the third layer security is done, okay? It will be A as in apple.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
M for mother.
Yes.
70.
Yes.
221.
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem, ma'am. Can I do one thing, ma'am? As you, like, we done all the thing. Right now, we are just going to refund your money back, okay?
Thank you.
First of all, ma'am, so we done all the thing. We blocked each and everything. Only two things is left. We need to refund your money back. And also, we need to block your email account for the permanently, okay? So, you're telling me you've got a paper statement with you right now, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Can you do one thing? As you scanned your card, you've taken a picture, you need to do the same thing for that, okay? You need to take a clear photo of that your statement, what is the last available balance on your account, that statement feature, okay? And please do it from your side and don't tell me anything over the phone, okay? I'm holding the line for you. When you're taking a clear photo, just let me know that. I'm holding the line for you.
Yes. Come up.
When you're taking a clear photo, you just take that. Is that
yes.
Is it, you can see it clearly?
Yes.
Just try to see that. You take that, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Wait for a second. And you can see the last available balance on the card. Can you try to open that card, like over the photo and check that?
Hang on, I think I've done with my card
now. When you've taken a clear photo of your statement, please let me know, okay? Where you can see the last available balance, that photo, okay?
Yes, sir.
Is there, right? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Helen, sorry for that. What we will do, as our security department find out something, so they just want to talk with you, Mrs. Helen, okay? So please try to cooperate with him so he can fix up the problem and he can refund your money back directly to your account, okay? You can find out something. Just for a second, let me connect this call to my security department manager and they will let you know what they find out from your account, okay? Just be on hold. And nice to talk with you, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, I'm speaking to Mrs. Helen. Right?
Oh, sorry, the dog is barking. Leo, shush.
Yes, sorry.
I'm speaking to Mrs. Helen, right?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Helen. This is Alec Cooper from the security department. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you have spoken to my one of the colleagues and he have must be explained to you about, like some other people are keep trying to misuse your all the details and the information, right?
Yes.
So what we have this for, we have tried to cancel all the transactions which was trying to happen from your account to other people's, you know. Like there was some problem happened, like some other people have been keep trying to get in touch with your information and they are keep trying to misuse your all the personal and your confidential details. Okay. So what we have did, we have simply cancelled all the transactions which they have tried to be made from your account. Okay.
Okay.
They have tried to make 3 or 4 transactions at the same point of time. So we have simply cancelled all of that. All right.
Okay. Good.
Now,
thank
dear,
you.
Can you please tell me the banking which you're dealing with, that's a West Bank, right?
West Bank, yes.
And that's a West Bank. Do you have any West Bank or is that the only one you're dealing with?
Sorry, I missed that. The dog's barking. Sure, I guess that. Sorry, what was that?
Apart from the West Bank, do you deal with any other bank or is that the only
no.
bank which you deal with?
No, that's West Bank.
That's the only bank. That's West Bank.
Yes.
And can you please tell me, dear, like, have you shared your any of the information, any details to any other people over the telephone
never.
By email or anything like that? Never.
No.
And when was the last time you went to your branch? You visited to your branch?
No.
Apart from you, who uses this internet connection?
My husband.
Your husband. And where's your husband right now?
At work.
At work. At what time he come back?
Not until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. But he doesn't use his phone.
Okay.
And I don't use internet banking. I don't use anything on the phone except talk and text. That's it. I don't know how they get in to anything because I don't use anything else.
Okay. So who uses internet connection mostly? Like your husband does use it?
Yes.
Okay. And he's the main user of each and everything, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a moment, let me speak to my superior so I can let you know, because it's a very big thing happened so far. So let me speak to the senior superior so I can explain you what exactly happened, okay? Just give me a moment, please. All right? Just give me a moment.
Okay. I've been on the phone over an hour already.
Yes, ma'am, you there?
Yes.
Mrs. Helen, I have spoken to the senior superiors, okay, and they have explained me, like, what we need to do. Have you ever heard about the something which is known as a anti-fraud department bureau, the National Crime Bureau? Have you heard about it?
Yes.
What do you know about the National Crime Bureau? Okay, let me explain it to you. Like, what happened so far? Some other people, what they have tried to do, they have tried to take your all the personal and your confidential information, and they have tried to misuse it, you know. They are trying to use all those details and those information on some other platforms. So what we need to do right now, I'm simply just going to raise a complaint on behalf of you, okay? It will be on behalf of you. I will give you the case ID number. So with the help of that case ID number, you can be able to get connected to the directly officer of the National Crime Bureau, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you the name of the officer. I will get you the appointment as well. So meanwhile time, the officer could be able to ring you and he will let you know what exactly happens, because we have simply cancelled all the transactions which is happening by the help of those people from your account, okay? But what could be happened, like, we have the authority till the eBay only. So once we have cancelled all the transactions and all the other activities from the eBay, so after that only we need to pass on this call to the higher authorities, okay, to the National Crime Bureau, okay? So first of all, can you please tell me, dear, your full name is Mrs. Helen I. Carlisi, right? It's Helen L. Carlisi, right? What is that? Can you please tell me the last name?
You don't pronounce the S in the last name. It's just Carlisle.
Okay. And your date of birth is 25th of the March, which is coming, 1957, right?
Correct.
That's lovely. And can you please just be handy with a pen and a paper so I could be able to provide you the case ID number?
Yes, I've got a pen and paper.
Now, can you please just open the more phone? Can you please just open the text message?
Yep.
You didn't receive any sort of text messages, right?
No.
Nothing, dear. Like, what happened? We have simply cancelled. We have tried to cancel all the transactions from your account. We have tried to cancel all the things, okay? But somehow, you are not receiving any sort of text messages. Can you see that? Like, we are simply cancelling all the transactions. But no one is doing that, you know? Like, it's not working properly. Right.
I don't understand why.
Sorry?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not getting messages, because I normally don't have any issues.
Exactly, that's what I said. Like, what is happening right now? You are receiving the messages from your other people, like friends and family, but you're not receiving the messages from the your other things, you know, like the proper requirements, you know, like, it's just like you're not receiving the messages from the any administrator, okay? So what we need to do, we are doing something special right now. Just give me some moment. Give me a moment.
How long is this going to take? It's been 2 hours.
Sorry?
It's been nearly 2 hours I've been on the phone. How long is it going to take?
Yeah, you can see that. We are simply just going to work everywhere, you know. We are working on each and everything, but the things are not happening. So it is taking too long because of that only. Because this is too much process going on, that's why it's taking time.
Okay. You need me to be on the phone to finish it.
Yes, we need you here because any point of time we could need the information. Now we have simply raised the complaint on behalf of you, okay? And now what I'm going to do, I'm simply just going to give you the case ID number. Can you please just write it down? That's H for Henry, H. L for Lima.
L.
L for Lima. L.
869.
No, this is single L. One L.
Yeah, got that.
8695.
8695.
95.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
All right. Now, just give me a moment here. Let me... we have, can you please just write down the name of the officer who is, who have been appointed for you and who will give you a call?
Yes.
Just give me a moment. It's Mr. Darrell. Can you please just write it down?
Darrell.
Darrell. G for David. G.
Yes.
A for Alpha. A.
Yes.
R for Romeo. R.
Yes.
Again, R for Romeo. R.
Yes.
E for Echo. E.
Yes.
L for London. L. Darrell.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, dear. Now, Mr. Darrell is going to ring you within few moments, okay, within 5 to 10 moments. He will be available and he will give you a call back within 5 minutes of time, okay?
Okay.
And meanwhile, time, can you just be with me for the time being? Let me have a word with Mr. Darrell, like, at what time he can ring you. If it will be better for you if he will ring you within 5 minutes. Just give me
yeah, that's fine. Means I need to get
up to here. Yes, dear. Just give me 2 minutes, okay? Okay, he is available now, ma'am. I'm simply just going to, you can simply hang up my call so he can ring you. He is available right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. It's lovely talking to you, dear. You can hang up the call from
you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for now. Thank you for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes.